like that. You wanna try that? It's like a flashback. So shake your ass crack. I got the boss to rock the salsa, funk a blueser, any groove to make you move. Cause taking you to another landscape is my mandate. I'm highly animated, even though I'm decomposing. So if you
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
yay,
we're back.
Welcome to the short bus. The short bus.
You're staring at my levels.
Yeah,
I've got them down lower this week, and I'm going to finagle it. I'm trying to get rid of the... I'm playing. I'm not an audio engineer, so I don't know this shit from nothing.
You're doing pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, you fool me. I thought you were audio.
Dude, I constantly... You have no idea how long it takes me to fucking post an episode. That's why I like to record them as early in the week as possible, because it gives me longer... You're going to hear my microphone side. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You're going to get... It gives me longer to fuck around with them so that I can, you know, because I'm really OCD.
Do you need to test it now, or
what do you mean?
Like, we'll stop and then test it?
No, we'll just go, and if it sucks, I'll try to make it sound better in fucking post production when I edit the music in. Because there's like a dual reason for putting the music in. One, I kind of like this background sound, you know what I'm saying? Two, it kind of helps cover up any audio blemishes, like if there's a slight hiss or like a little bit of a warble where it's like a tinny sound. It, like when I stop speaking. Sometimes when I take the hiss out, it'll give it like a really tinny sound.
Stop.
And so, what was that? What was that? Stop. All right. Faces don't work on podcasts. They can't see what you're doing.
Okay.
But it actually takes me quite a while. There was one day we recorded at like 9-something. Dude, I was up until like 4 in the morning just trying to get it edited.
Nice. What do you want to talk about today,
though?
Got anything lined up?
I have nothing lined up except for... Does that paper say wasabi?
Wasabi, yeah. Wasabi. Okay. I finally know what wasabi is.
Wasabi's evil, but... Okay.
Yeah, no, the secret to eating it, like you get it in a little
is
plate,
don't.
You take a bite of it, and then right after it gets in your mouth, you swallow, take another bite real fast, and then you won't taste that pain. Then you take another bite before you... You just keep swallowing and eating it until it's gone.
And then
by the last bite, hey, man, you look at everybody and go, shit, that was nothing.
And then you run so they don't see the aftermath.
You have no idea. Nothing.
Are you kidding me?
By then, you're used to it or something.
Dude, a few seconds of initial hurt. We went to a Japanese restaurant one time.
And you'll be going, hey, you'll be telling the waiter, bring some more of that stuff.
Fuck that shit, dude. My friend took me to a Japanese restaurant one time. And I don't know why my brain would think this, but I looked down at the table and went, ooh, guacamole. And like, big old fucking, like.
At a Japanese restaurant, guacamole.
Yeah, I don't know why my brain processed what.
It looked like guacamole.
It looked like guacamole. And
you
I didn't know what
the whole thing you took.
And I just like, this will do as a chip type thingy. And I grabbed whatever the fuck it was on somebody else's plate. Went, ooh, guacamole. And like just a fucking big ass scoop.
Just like you would do with real guacamole.
With real guacamole. And everybody went, wait, no. And I went, what you give? And I'm like, dude, like I couldn't talk right for 2 days because it just fucked my mouth all up.
This is no joke.
I hate wasabi.
I took my kids as teenagers to a Chinese restaurant in Orville.
Mm-hmm.
The girl threw up on the table. She threw up right there.
What'd she eat?
We just covered it up and just kept going.
Who ordered the teriyaki toss?
I don't know what it was, but I
Kung Pao puke.
It wasn't real bad. It was just like a mouthful of...
Oh, God.
Like, wow.
Jesus, I am never going to be able to look at Szechuan chicken the same. Oh, fuck. No, there's something I do want to talk about. What the fuck?
Okay.
Dude, my English terrible bad today. No, there was something I did want to talk about. Driving. It's not that hard of a concept, is it? To drive? Just everyday driving.
Well, I've noticed from where I come from, and we love to drive. I mean, at 15 years old, we're already thinking.
We loved it. Was it like a national Indian pastime?
Remember this when I said we, okay? Because there's something real important I want to talk to you about people who say that phrase, we. And it has to do with, what's this guy's name, Glenn Beck?
Oh, Glenn Beck? Fuck Glenn Beck. Fuck him in the ear hole with my
we like to drive in Orville. Like we're all black or something. So we like to drive by, you know, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I come here to Chico and stuff, and everybody's like 27 years old and riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
Never had a license. And I'm like,
see, I wish more people had fucking bicycles in this town.
Well, no, that's great. That's great.
I can't tell you how many people...
But do you know how much fun it is to drive?
Oh, I love driving, but I can't...
Skill.
Do you know how many people have tried to kill me in the last three days alone?
Is that what you're going to talk about right
Holy
now?
Holy fuckballs.
Here in Chico.
Yes. How in the shit do these people get their driver's license? Okay. When you're going along and it's two lanes, okay, and you see a sign that has two black lines like this parallel to each other, and one of them gets kind of wavy towards the other one, what does that mean? One line goes towards into the other line.
Pi.
No.
Pi r square.
No. Pi r round. Cake r square. No, that means you're going, if you're in this lane,
one lane is going
to
swerve.
Prepare to fuck merge.
Oh, yeah, sure. It means it's going to, right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm driving along, okay, and I'm in my truck, which isn't that small or unnoticeable of a fuck vehicle. I mean, it's not that big, but, you know, when it's not a Metro or a fucking Gremlin or something. So I'm driving along, dude, and this fucking little goddamn fucking college bitch comes fucking pulling up alongside me just before it goes to merge. And I look over at her, and she's not even paying attention to shit. She ain't even looking.
She's not even...
She's just looking forward.
She's not in the lane that merges, though, is she?
No, yeah, she's in the lane that merges. I'm in the lane that keeps going, okay? She pulls right up alongside me, and I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, I go to back off a little bit, and she stays with me. And I go to speed, and, like, I don't have time to speed up. You know what I'm saying? Because it merged that quickly. That's when she, like, pulled up right just before it merged. So, like, for 20 yards after the merge, we're driving side by side in one fucking lane. And I'm looking at her like, what in the fuck are you doing? Are you insane?
And she's
just not even paying, just staring ahead like it ain't nothing. I'm like, are you fuck kidding me?
I think they're just playing it off.
Ugh. And then another
thing. You think they go home and
go,
did another one.
I almost ran some motherfucker in oncoming traffic. I swear to God, how do these people... Fucking assholes. Okay, this is a public service announcement for me again. I know I've said it before, but apparently I haven't said enough. People don't listen. Fuck turn lanes. Fuck use them. You fuckholes. I swear you do nothing will make me follow you into Food Max, wait for you to get your 15 welfare babies out of the car before I start just fucking mule kicking the side of your piece of shit car. Dude, if you're in the fucking far lane, and there's two lanes, if you're in the far lane on the right-hand side, okay? And then there, you want to get into fucking Food Max to spend your welfare dollars on spam. You know what I'm saying? Merge into the lane and then get into the fucking turn lane. Okay? Don't just stop and jet across fucking four lanes of traffic. Well, five lanes, technically. Here you got lane, lane, turn lane, lane, lane.
Personally, you know, I think they need to hire better people to work at DMV.
Personally, I think if
they don't pass these people that can't drive, I mean,
they need to hire more police officers and shit like that. The cops should just pull you over and go, give me your license and give me your keys because you're done. You're fucking walking home. You're not allowed to drive anymore. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. You're done.
Have you ever been driving down the road and seen the big signs
that say stop?
No, they say, like, you know, advertisement. Like, the other day I seen one for Denny's. Mm-hmm. It was mildly erotic. It's like pancakes with two eggs in the middle of it.
Well, it looked like big giant tits on the side
exactly,
of the road.
Exactly, and I'm driving down the road.
Just mesmerized.
Yeah, but I was driving straight, and I wasn't merging. I mean, I could do that. But,
well, I can't tell you how many times I've almost broadsided somebody. Because they're in the lane to my right, and they need to be in the parking lot to the extreme left, and they're just like, don't have time to merge, need to turn now! Turning now! Dude, I gotta slam on my fucking brakes and shit.
Pretty soon they'll have computers on each car that tell the car
I hope
know what's
so.
Going on.
Dude, I'm dying for fucking computer-controlled cars. Because these people are fucking pissing me off, dude, I swear to God. And on the same subject of merging into fuck turn lanes to turn... Blinkers, motherfucker, how hard are they? Jesus. Like, literally, when you put your hands on the steering wheel, what is this? It used to be 10 and 2. Is that what it used to be? Now it's 9 and 3 or some shit?
I don't know. So
it's fucking
9. What I laugh at is those people that stand there with one hand on the wheel just being cool.
Yeah.
And they're like 80 years old.
Dude, I saw a 90-year-old woman driving a brand new fucking Mustang the other day. I wonder if she's leasing it. Like, sure, yeah, I'll totally make all the payments. Swear to God I will. But no, 10 and 2, okay? You got your hands at fucking 10 and 2. How far away is the fuck blinker? On my truck, I can hit it with my pinky. I don't even have to fucking move.
Yeah, right.
At all. Yeah. So how hard is it to use a fucking blinker? And I know some of these assholes' blinkers ain't broken because they use it once, and then they don't use it again for the entire fucking time that I'm behind them. Or when you're trying to turn out onto a fucking road, and motherfuckers are coming this way, and you're like, okay, I gotta wait for these cars to come this way, and then they start turning down a side road before they get to you, and you can't pull out because you think they're coming straight, but if they'd hit their fucking blinker, you know, oh, okay, he's turning there. I can get out.
I like the one where I'm waiting there for a car that's way down the road. I don't want to be dangerous and pull my phone. It's my life. So I'll take my time, you know. And they get up to you, and then they turn. And you're sitting there like, what? There's cars in back of you. You're like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And on top of it, on the other end of the spectrum, there's the 90-year-old motherfuckers that shouldn't be driving anymore that don't remember to turn their fucking blinker off.
You know, the old folks, I won't cuss at them or anything. I'll just let them have one.
See, but
if
thing
they
is,
do something wrong, I'll look at them and go, oh, it's an old person.
You know how many times I've almost been fucking killed because they didn't turn their blinker off? And I think, oh, they're going to turn on the side road because they've got their blinker on. And I go to pull out. And I was staring at them, and they don't turn, and I have time to, thankfully, slam on my brakes.
I was talking to Sid about cars that can pull you over.
Cars that
a ranger, a park ranger can pull you over?
Yes.
He tells me that. I'm driving down the
road. If you're in a park, he can't pull you over at like...
No, he's saying anywhere.
Oh, anywhere. Bullshit.
He said he got pulled over by one. That's what you see. That's you sound exactly like I said. That's bullshit. He argued. He goes, no, they can pull you over anywhere.
No, they can't.
Exactly. That's what I said. No, they can't. He goes, yes, they can. No, they can't. Yes,
their
they
jurisdiction
can.
No, ends.
Can. Yes, they can. So I'm arguing. Funny, I give in. I look who I'm talking with, and I say, okay. Okay. Can a cop pull you over? He goes, yes. I go, okay. But you have to suck his dick, right? No. I'm going, yes, you do. No, you don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. Just turn the whole conversation back.
Nice.
So everything was turned. He'll go, hey, there's a Johnny Law right there. I'm going, oh, shit, he's going to pull us over and make us suck his dick.
Because that's what they do.
On and on. Yes, no. He's saying no. I'm saying yes.
Did you tell him that's why you take him with him places in case you get pulled over? I'm like, he's sucking the dick, officer. I'm allergic.
I just, I started making shit up, though. I'm like, hey, there's a taxi. You know what? He can pull you over.
So can ambulances. Ambulances can pull you over. Now, forest rangers pulling you over outside the jurisdiction of their forest that they range?
He says yes, they can.
Bullshit. I have to throw the bullshit flag on that one. Because what fucking authority do they have?
That's
I mean,
exactly
unless
what
you
I'm
got
saying.
Like, unless you got like fucking, it's definitely not hunting season. You got like antlers sticking out of the back of your fucking truck. I mean, I could see then.
You see, that's why I'm arguing. But I'm arguing with Sid, so it's just... So
it's like arguing with a fucking tree.
So I'm not going to lose this argument. So you know what you do when there's two cops that pull one car over? Yeah. You're bending over and sucking the dick.
Yeah. It's the law, man.
He says, no, you're not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
He's so defensive about cocksucking, he gets so pissed off. I think he secretly may want to gobble a knob. I find that people that get way too overly defensive about shit are actually quite eager.
David. I can't believe I just said that.
Who said that? God damn it, somebody just...
But I have to throw that name in, at least once podcast, because...
We haven't done that for a while. Randomly said David during a podcast.
By the way, has it been 20 minutes yet?
Why?
I got another wife joke.
Oh, I got another wife joke?
No, uh-oh. No, I never. No way. I'm sorry. That was just wrong.
Fucking, but yeah, that was my shtick about drivers, dude. I, honest to God, I spend more time cursing at fuckers and screaming. Like, I swear to God, dude, I can't wait. I so wish that, like, I was a fucking billionaire. Because I would just, like, Mad Max the shit out of my car. Put, like, fucking snow plows and roll cages and shit on it. And just, like, fucking, like, all right, motherfuckers, hit me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody does something stupid, just fucking, like, take out the ass end of their car. Be like, well, you're not going to be doing that anytime soon, are you?
Just, being a millionaire would be nice. I don't have to be a millionaire. But if I was a millionaire, I would do drugs. Why not? Why not? You don't need to buy your car insurance because if you get in a wreck, just pay it off.
Yeah, but $1 million doesn't go too far these days. Yeah, like, you look at all them poor fuckers with, like, the curse of the lottery ticket. They're like, I want $1 million! And, like, 2 months later, they're like, I'm fucking broke! Bankrupt! They took all my shit.
They bought a bar and gave my friends beer, free beer for a year, and that's all it took.
Fucking, yeah, no shit. You'd have a lot of new friends.
Hey, I know kind of a joke, kind of. I'm not sure if it's a joke or not, but do you still do the, your life with Christ Jesus?
Oh, wow, you just... like, made it sound like I was some kind of religious. Do you still have a life with Jesus? Why, yes, I do.
I had this dream the other day that you were, like, you were sitting at a poker table.
With Jesus?
Yeah, and there's, like, two or three other
fucking
dudes.
Awesome.
And you're playing cards, and you're looking at Jesus at the end of the table going, Antichrist.
Oh, Antichrist! Motherfuck. It took me a second, but I fucking got there. God damn it, Donald. Antichrist. Yeah, no, see, would you call me? No, no, it's you, Annie up. It's your turn. Come on, Antichrist.
Now you're going to be cursed with that dream, too.
Oh, God, man. Christianity has the best jokes.
Christianity? What is Hey, what's this thing about Muslims or...
What's with the Christ thing? Sorry. What's up?
What's going on with Muslims or people, too?
What do you mean?
You know, on 9/11, they want to build their church right next to...
Dude, from what I've been reading, dude, that's not a church.
It's the same people that blew the building up to begin.
No, it's not the same people. Well,
that's what everybody thinks.
Right? It's... Muslims, what they're building, a community center. Everybody will be welcome there, and because they're Muslims and they have specific prayer rituals, they put a little, they're building a little prayer room in it
right next to the...
There's a strip mall down there too. Everybody's acting like it's sacred fucking ground.
Why'd that one dude take the in the cab? He goes, are you Muslim? Yeah. And he pulls out his knife and fucking cuts his throat.
What?
Yeah, he just said, are you Muslim? The cab driver says yeah. So he pulls his knife out.
Okay, we've segued into a whole other story.
Well, no, I was just saying the same in the Muslim religion type.
Yeah. Well, see, everybody's talking to me. Everybody's just like, oh, the Muslims, they did this and the Muslims did that. Do you realize all the fucked up shit Christianity has done? Dude, like crusades and witch trials and inquisitions Yeah, dude. Like, they've all done horrendously awful shit. Only Christianity learned really, really, really quickly that it's a lot easier just to fucking become evangelists and get their money.
Wow, I opened up a whole can of worms there talking about Christianity.
Yeah, your whole Antichrist. Jesus Christ. I'm going to be giggling about that for days. Oh, somebody needs to draw up a cartoon of that. Like dogs playing poker, but it's just like all of us sitting around a poker table with Jesus and a little word bubble like it's a comic book. All right, Antichrist. Is it spelled differently? A-N-T-E?
I don't know.
Anti.
Yeah, it's with A-N-T-E.
A-N-T-E. Yeah.
A-N-T-E.
Still funny. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Hey, have you seen the new Moog guitars? I don't know if they're new. They've been around. Have you ever heard of Moog guitar?
Moog.
Moog.
M-O-G?
M-O-O-G.
M-O-O-G. Oh.
Do you know what a... okay, for the musicians out there, do you know what a Ebo is?
An Ebo. I know who CeeLo is. I don't know what an Ebo.
Ebo makes a string vibrate, and it's like sounds like a violin.
Oh, is it just like a bow?
No, it's just a little piece of thing that makes a string. It's called an Ebo. But anyway, the Moog guitar is an entire guitar made out of with a foot pedal, and it's got a hell of a sound. I just came across it and thought I'd let everybody else know that it's out there and check it out, because I think I would like to have one, but the price on one is about $5,000.
All I'm seeing is pedals and gig bags.
Moog. Right guitar, Moog guitar.
I just went to Moog Music. The Moog guitar.
The Moog guitar.
Learn more about the Moog guitar. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. This just has $3,400? $3,400?
The Moog Guitar Model E1 Fixed Bridge. It looks like a fucking guitar. What's the big deal?
Yeah, it's a guitar. It comes with a foot pedal. It sounds like an effects type of thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a pretty looking guitar, but $3,500, the motherfucker better have a pussy in the back of it.
The sound of it sounds good. Have you seen that little the paper guitar? What is that called?
Paper guitar?
Yeah.
They make a guitar. I remember making a ukulele out of shoebox when I was in the third grade.
No, it's a paper guitar from Walgreens. It's $25.
Oh, that fucking thing. I saw it at Kmart. What is that?
It's a guitar. It's fucking stupid, though.
I was looking at it trying to figure out what the fuck it was.
It's like an air guitar for kids or something.
What does it do?
The Moog guitar?
No, the paper guitar.
I don't know.
Oh, paper jams. Learn to play the guitar. Jesus. Why? If you want to learn to play the guitar, go buy a fucking guitar. Don't get Guitar Hero. Don't buy some goofy little fucking push button thingy. Go buy a fucking guitar. That's what's wrong with America. Fucking people just like, I'm going to learn how to play the guitar by playing video games. No, you're not. You know what they need to do? They need to have, like, fucking edutainment fucking video games where you, like, learn how to work on a fucking car, learn how to do computer programming while playing your Xbox 360, or you're secretly, while you're playing Halo 3, it fills out your fucking resume and makes you apply for a job at McDonald's. Xbox fucking Live sends off a little thing. I've played 320 hours of Xbox this week. Apparently, I've got enough free time to get a job. I'm going to send out a bunch of fucking e-resumes to random places.
Okay, so we're not going to be able to hear that.
Hear what?
The Moog guitar. That's all right. That's cool.
Well, here, give me 2 seconds. You talk about something.
Okay, did you hear about the horse race?
Which horse race?
There's two horses racing side by side, and the names of the horses were My Wife Knows Nothing, and the other horse's name was My Wife Knows Everything.
What?
As they're coming around the corner, My Wife Knows Everything is in the lead, followed by My Wife Knows Nothing. You didn't hear about that, huh?
No, is it true?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah. Guess who won?
My Wife Knows Everything.
Yes.
They always win.
They said that wasn't set up either. That was just a coincidental thing.
Bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit, I say.
Yeah. My Wife Knows Nothing coming around the corner, followed by My Wife Knows Everything. And another coming up beside My Wife Knows Nothing and everything right behind.
Khaki King plays the Moog guitar. Khaki Everett Zivlikink. Who the fuck are these people? The Moog guitar.
No, okay. They're nobody. It's just a demonstration on the guitar.
I'm hitting play. Wah, 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 wah. The Moog guitar.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
You feel it, you know? It's like...
what I'm feeling. Nothing else you could do this on.
No actual Moogs were hurt in the making of this guitar. Full sustain mode. Sustain all 6 strings anywhere on the neck.
Yeah.
Well, this opens the door.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been trying guitar since to try to get something to do this, and then none of them will do this.
Yo, man.
This does this.
This does it.
Okay, we're done with that. It sounded like a guitar to me. I mean, it sounds really nice, don't get me wrong, but $3,500, Jesus fucking Christ. Does it honest to God have to be that fucking expensive? Since introduction in the summer NAMM trade show.
It's got the sustained sound. The sustained sound.
In 2008, the Moog guitar has received numerous industry honors, including Guitar Player magazines. Wait. 2009 Reader's Choice Award, Electronic Musician Magazine's 2009 Editor's Choice Award, 2008 Summer NAMM Best in Show Honors, 2008 Best of What's New Award from the Popular Science Magazine, and 2009 Mix Foundation TEC Award nomination, more importantly, has inspired players to new creative heights and opened the door to a totally new forms of expression with a guitar. You know what? People have been doing that with fucking heroin for a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah. Okay. But it's a Jimi Hendrix too close to the amplifier sound. That's all you get.
Feedback.
For $3,500. Yeah, Jesus. Feedback. It's feedback.
Dude, just get an old beat up. Just get an old beat up guitar and a fucking bag of some black tar, and you know, or an eight ball, and make a fucking weekend of it. And record yourself, and you want to hear some breakthroughs in music? Do an eight ball. Lock yourself in a closet with a guitar and a fucking reel to reel. When you come out of it 3 days later, listen to what you fucking recorded and prepare to have your mind blown.
Hey, they found some bones in a box that belonged to St. John the Baptist.
They found John the Baptist bones?
Yeah.
How do they know it's the bones of John the Baptist? Where are they labeled?
It was in there, an old altar that they dug up, and it said there was a picture of him in a box, and they set it on the box. But they won't get him tested, the Pope or something, whatever.
It had a picture of him, like an engraving?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure they didn't have Polaroids.
I don't know how the picture got there.
What the fuck? John the Baptist in a box.
Just some of his bones, you know, a couple of teeth and a couple of little bones and stuff.
This was all the coyotes didn't eat. Like, that's my thing. How do they know it's John the Baptist? Maybe it's like John the Butcher from down the block. He just happened to look like John the Baptist. And the carving guy was off his game that day. I'm like, this is supposed to be a picture of my sister. This looks like some dude. God damn it, I am not paying you. This is my sister's etching. Why you? She did not have a beard. I mean, just, you know, she was a little fuzzy, but...
John the Baptist. We go from singing guitars to John the Baptist.
Singing guitars. Yeah. I want a guitar that sings. Yeah. I want a guitar that make me $1 million. Dude, when are we going to... Speaking of $1 million, dude, seriously, when are we going to get famous? When are people that listen to the podcast going to, you know, start going on iTunes and, like, reviewing it?
I don't know. I'm working on that. But anyway...
On a side note, dude, I just for shits and giggles, do you know what Zune is?
Zune?
Zune. It's the media player. It's kind of like it's Microsoft's iPod.
Zoom?
Zoom. Z-U-N-E.
Oh, no, I've heard of it.
It's Microsoft's, MP3 player.
Yeah.
Not really competition with the iPod, but they like to think that it is. They've got their own version of iTunes and all that shit, and somebody, one of the other people who does a podcast that I follow on Twitter was like, you know, hey, we're going to get everything set up so you can download us through the Zune Marketplace. I was like, oh, being the internet whore that I am, I'm like, I don't think we've signed up for that one yet. I'm going to go check it out. Went over to Zune Marketplace, tracked it down on the internet, and I remember, because the thing I go through, I know I've talked about it before, the Google Feedburner, we can check and kind of monitor where our stuff gets downloaded from and to and all that shit.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Zune on there a couple of times, so I was like, whoa, I already said Zune. I wonder if it's already on there. And I went to the search bar. I went to podcasts, and I went under search, and I typed "taking the short bus," and yeah, we're on there
on Zoom.
Yes, we're fucking. I don't know if one of the Zoom. Listeners.
Nice.
I don't know if one of the listeners fucking goddamn. Pardon me.
Well, what's that?
Subscribed.
Oh, that's the Exorcist movie.
Oh, that new The Last Exorcism. You know, at first I thought they were remaking The Exorcist, and I was getting pissed. No, here it is. Taking the short bus at Zoom.net. Yeah, look at that. Boom. There we are.
Okay, so I could tell somebody to go to Zune and type in taking short bus.
Yeah, go to Zune. If you go to Zune.net.
Zune.net.
And then you go to, come on, load, motherfucker.
That was The Exorcist.
Okay, you go over here, see where it says podcast? Go to podcast.
All right.
And then you come over here to search, type in taking a short bus, and search. I wonder if you can just find it.
There's WTF.
Yeah.
More famous ones got.
Entertainment. Comedy.
YouTube.
You see, yeah, they've just got their, see, we'll see, A to Z. Entertainment, comedy, A to Z. And it just, audio. And it just shows, like, the most popular stuff. Well, that sucks. See, if we had more people review us, we would have, we would come up higher on the list, but nobody's reviewing us, so we're not coming up higher on the list. So if you want to find us on Zune, if you haven't already, go to Zune, click on podcasts, click in the search box, and type in Taking a Short Bus, and you can find us on Zune.
All right. Did you see that lady that threw that cat in the garbage can?
You know, I heard something about that, but I did not actually have a chance to check it out. It's illegal to throw a cat in a garbage can?
Yeah, I haven't been caught yet.
That's fucking awesome. Been doing it for years. Well, where was it? Wasn't it in England or some shit? Because I know it's not Chinese, because they throw those. They don't throw them in garbage cans in China. They throw them in crock pots. We cook slow pussy all day. You like. You try. We make pussy egg roll. You eat it good.
Egg rolls.
We make a good pussy.
Sell those egg rolls.
Uh-oh, dead time. Look at that.
All right.
We're fucking horrible. So I was listening to Republican talk radio today because, pardon me, because somebody's got to keep an eye on those fuckers. And I fucking laughed my ass off. And the only reason I laughed is it kept me from punching my stereo. I was listening to, it was fucking, wow, I just saw Harry Potter in the Chamber of Cheesecake. And I fucking just lost it there for a second. Like, wow, really? Because that's a fucking great idea. Okay, yeah, I got a while. yeah, what the fuck? Cheesecake. Anyway, so this lady was filling in for this asshole that I've talked about before, this Mark Levin son of a bitch. She was talking about, I guess, Newsweek did a story here recently called America the Ignorant. I'm going to type that up. AmericaTheIgnorant. There it is, America the Ignorant. Okay, Newsweek Newsweek did this story called America the Ignorant, and she got all pissed talking about, you know, if you believe this, then you're stupid. If you believe this, then you're fucking dumb. If you believe this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, like if you believe that, you know, they did a survey and they were like, you know, 25% of Americans believe the Earth or the sun revolves around the Earth.
Jesus.
Yeah, stupid shit like that. So this lady was who was filling in for this Mark Levin fucker was all pissed off, like, see, goddamn liberals calling us fucking ignorant. See how they are? They're calling us ignorant and stupid and blah, blah, blah. Isn't that just like a liberal to use words like ignorant and stupid? Since they can't understand your way of thinking, they just call you stupid and ignorant, blah, blah, blah. Dude, I swear to God, the day before when Mark Levin was on his own show, he was sitting there talking about, these liberals are idiots. They're fucking stupid. They're all stupid idiots. Dude, I love it when these fucking assholes contradict themselves. There is nothing funnier to me. And same with fucking, like, any of them. Any of these political sons of bitches, I love listening to them because they constantly, liberals, conservatives, conservative liberals, liberal conservatives, progressives, progressive liberals, liberals with fucking herpes that are progressed to AIDS or whatever the fuck they are this week. Dude, they all do it. They all constantly fucking contradict themselves. And it's hilarious. They get all fucking self-righteous. Glenn Beck is a perfect example, you know, of him sitting around telling you, you shouldn't let the government, we're sick and tired of the government telling us what to do, and we're tired of the government, you know, showing us, telling us how to do this, and telling us what to eat, and telling us how to live. And in the next breath, Glenn Beck starts spouting, well, you know what you need to do? You people need to do this. You need to start doing that. I'm like, wow, really?
Man, who's he calling you people?
Yeah.
Read this article from this guy. This guy's from another newspaper.
Leonard Pitts Jr. is a columnist for the Miami Herald. The we to which Glenn Beck belongs is the we that said no, the we that cried socialism, communism, tyranny, whenever black people and their allies cry freedom. What?
Did you understand it?
When he says we, when Glenn Beck says we,
he's saying it like he's
part of this group, and he's not. Yeah, no, they want nothing to do with him. because he's an overzealous turd burglar who doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
That's funny.
And that's what I love, too. These people are just going to hang themselves. I don't trust any of them. Dude, nobody gets into politics. Look, there we are, taking the short bus.
Wow.
Look at that. You just have to click through. We're on the list at 586, between 586, 587, 588, 589. No. Yeah. 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93. We're 594 on the Zune comedy list if you go A through Z.
Watch out, BBC. We're moving on up.
Most subscribed. We're probably like number 732.
Yeah, we don't even need $447 million a year to...
Just what I understand, dude. I had like 30 hits. We had like 30 hits on the podcast in Canada the other day. And like we're getting like 30 downloads a day. Wow. Like somebody out there is downloading one copy, because it's not like 30 downloads of the new episode. It's like 30 downloads total, episodes 1 through 30. You know what I'm saying? So somebody new every day is downloading episodes 1 through 30, you know, or 1 through 31 or 1 through 32.
Canada's all right.
Canada's cool, eh? They got, like, you know, free healthcare and beer, you know, and, you know, ice and hockey, eh?
But Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
50,000 people a year die, and there's no place to bury them. And everybody's like, they got that not in my backyard attitude. If you want to have a burial, decent burial, you got to pay $25,000.
Jesus Christ, why don't they just barbecue them?
Oh, yeah. They do that. They got a, from what I understand, they got a boat that goes out to the ocean and dumps their ashes for them. And that's still like fun.
No, I mean, just like, you know, in the little Chinese markets. Where they like barbecue, like, you buy cat, you buy Uncle Pang, you buy dog, you buy, you know, you try. Last week, my niece, Feng Lo, she die. We cook good. Wow. Sweet and sour fried teenager. Look at all these people have, like, neat graphics and shit. Our graphics suck.
China is number two in economy. They passed up Japan.
Nice. Oh, Jesus.
Japan used to be number two.
Who's number one? Is it us still? Barely?
Yeah, it's we people.
We people? By a nose?
We be selling stuff.
See, that's one thing I don't understand, man. What the fuck happened to this country? I forget who was talking about it the other day, but I heard somebody talking about America, people, and I've noticed this a lot in my generation and after. People just assume that they have some fucking right. Like, they have
I got a God-given right to a big screen TV and a fancy fucking car because I live in America and blah, 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 blah.
No, that's not a right. That's a fucking privilege. Like, if you work hard enough, yes, you can get that shit. And you pay all your taxes and your bills and you take care of all your shit and you do what you need to do. I don't know, man. I'm very...
Sign language-y today.
I'm talking with my hands. But no, once you pay all your bills and if you got a little bit of money left over to fuck around with, then yes, you can get a big screen TV. But you don't have... I hate these people that are just like, you know, I'm on... You know, I've known so many of them that are getting fucking food stamps and they have four kids... And fucking nobody's working, and you walk into their house, and there's like a 57-inch TV. Wow. And you're like, what the fuck? What? How'd you get that? They're like, you know, I did some side work, you know, and I saved up some money. Wow. Got some money from my mom and my dad, you know, for my birthday.
It's real important that they have that big TV, because that's about all the time they have to do anything, because they're not looking for
work. Dude, it pisses me off, dude. There is nowhere... No way, you know, this is America. Everybody's excuses. This is America. I'm an American. I've got a fucking right to this. You ain't got a right to the Constitution. Was it the Declaration of Independence, or was it the Constitution? Look at me, I'm preaching and I can't even remember. I believe it was the Declaration of Independence. It said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It didn't say the fucking guarantee of happiness. The "you're going to be happy and have everything you want" clause. It's the pursuit of happiness. If you get off your ass and work hard enough, you can go after that which makes you happy, whether or not you'll actually get it.
But my pursuit of happiness, working all my days and life away, is really bringing me down, because I've got nothing.
Nothing. Yeah?
All I have is, you know, Nothing.
Fuck. Dude, most people don't realize it, dude. Do you understand how fucking amazing it is? How long have we been doing this? 30 minutes or something like that. Most people don't even realize how fucking...
Time for a break.
How fucking... Yeah, smoke break.
I'll be right back.
Most people don't realize how fucking amazing it is to live in this day and age. And I keep preaching about this on the internet and on the podcast, and because I try to get people to realize the fucking opportunity that comes out of this fucking magic box right here. In this day and age. Man, can you... Fucking...
I have a good 10, business
20, plan. 30 years ago. Dude, we couldn't do what we're doing now. Dude, we've got a fucking program that people can listen to.
Nice. Yeah, that is...
You know, with a couple hundred bucks, we... Fuck. God only knows what could happen. It could take off.
Yeah. I want to see more people of our listeners have their own podcast.
That would be awesome. I would love to see like a fucking, you know, a podcast network. You know, I'm always friending podcasters and promoting podcasters on like Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. You know, because it really is a fucking amazing thing to me, dude. It is power to the people.
But
this is power to the people right here. I mean, fuck.
My girlfriend though, she says she says you guys sound like Beavis and Butthead.
Sweet, Beavis and Butthead are my fucking idols. Dude, you know Beavis and Butthead are coming back, right?
No, are they really?
Dude, seriously, like Mike movie? Judge is bringing back Beavis and Butthead.
All right.
I'm going to chew on a cigarette since I can't smoke in here. My mother-in-law's oxygen tank is in my podcasting room, so if I smoke, I might or might not detonate.
I came up with a really good idea. When I first started working years ago, my boss, I think you were standing there, my boss was asking me, where do we come up? How do we find people to work for us that won't screw things up and stuff? And I just looked at him and said, well, hire them right out of high school.
Pay them better. Treat them like people.
Well, yeah, that will do it right there.
When, you know what's a key? You know what's a key here? And this goes out to, you know who this is going out to. When you promise them shit,
yeah,
follow through. That's a pretty good thing to do right there.
But I got a better idea.
Drugs?
No. After all these years of this bullshit, you want to hire some people. Hire them from the senior citizens home.
They can't do anything.
They don't do anything now anyway.
No, I mean physically. Like, what kind of work are we talking about? Like physical labor?
You stand there and watch the door, I guess. Or whatever it is, when it comes around pay time, you can tell them, hey, we already paid you your check. I mean, we have to do this already.
Oh, yeah, you get the Alzheimer-y ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to have Alzheimer's. I guarantee you, if I get Alzheimer's, my wife is going to have a hell of a time. Like, no, honey, you you've always been gay. No, seriously, that's your boyfriend, and I'm your camera person. Now make me some money. I swear to God, I hope I never get Alzheimer's. My wife will just fuck with me. No, you're always wear thongs.
You already ate. Ate today. What do you mean?
Yeah, no shit.
You're the one that goes to cooking. Do I mean?
Yeah, no, fuck. You already had your food this week. You're good. Really?
You said you were going to make some pizza today.
Hey, what happened to that $20 you owe me? Hey, what happened to that $20 you owe me? Hey, what happened to that $20 you owe me? They're just like goldfish, man. Like, oh shit, sorry. Oh, $20? Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, man, I didn't pay you? Sorry.
Oh, that's sad.
Look at us making fun of motherfuckers with Alzheimer's.
Funny.
That ain't right.
Not at all.
We're not right.
Did you hear about the slip and fall scammers? There's another thing you could do.
Oh, go into Walmart and just be like, I'm going to buy some deodorant. Ah! Ow, it hurts! The pain! The pain! The pain that will magically go away for, you know, like $16, $17 million. Then the pain will magically stop. Oh, shit! I fell again! Jesus Christ, the humanity! No, I still think that we could get 16 bajillion fucking dollars doing this podcast. I think we can Kevin Smith the shit out of this fucker, dude. I swear to God, I think we can make a thing out of this. Except for I think one of us is going to have to take our pants off. That's the only way shit gets famous.
How's that going to help anything?
Because it'll cause scandal. And they'll be like, oh my God, did you hear the episode where Mike took his pants off and teabagged the microphone? It was amazingly awesome. Holy shit. That guy, man, he's got a body for radio, I'll tell you what.
While you guys were listening, too, Jesus, it's like right in your ear.
Yeah, Mike's just like, all right, they're coming off.
No, don't do that. Come on, stop it.
I'm now
driving down the road and you got an ear full of what?
Take my shit out. Now I'm going to teabag the microphone. Hold on one sec. That's what my nutsack sounds like. It sounds like awesome.
You need to shave.
Now I'm doing circles. Okay, I'm done. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, does everybody know that...
My microphone smells funny now.
You know that Nestle is the world's largest...
Jesus, do you smell cheese?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know Nestle is the world's largest food company? Nestle?
Really? Are you like the man of a thousand facts today? I see you've got all these notes and shit.
No, I'm sorry, but you know...
I didn't do shit, and you're all prepared. This is awesome.
I read a huge story just to get that one line out of it.
I read a huge story.
I read a whole story.
Jack and Chill went up the hill.
Turn page.
To fetch a pail of water.
Turn page.
I can't read the rest of this.
But Nestle's number one... No, that's just...
Nestle's is the... What did you say? The second biggest?
No, it's the world's largest...
The world's largest?
Company.
Nestle.
Is the world's largest food,
company. So they do more than just like chocolate and cocoa and...
They got it. I mean...
What else do they do? Like, I don't know. Would you buy Nestle's brand corn?
I don't know if they do corn, but...
Nestle's beef?
You know, corn's pretty big. Nestle's bigger than corn. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know.
They tried to combine the industries and do like chocolate corn, and that just looked like poop. It's all right. It's a chocolate covered payday. No big deal.
I knew a college lady that just graduated with a BA, and I asked her about her term when she was writing about all this stuff in her midterms or whatever. So she tells me she's in a group of businesses and she has to create a new product.
A widget?
And she goes, no. And I go, well, have you guys... Yeah, a widget. Kind of like a widget.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys come up with, your little group? And she goes... she says, excuse me. She says, chocolate marshmallows. And I go, really?
Like the ones they have at the store already?
Like the ones sitting on my table right here? And she looks over there and goes, oh, my God, really?
It's oh, my God, that's amazing.
And she graduated. Oh, Jesus.
Fucking hell.
They graduated her.
Dude, I'm... Where
from
the...
Chico State. Chico graduated, and she drives.
Yeah, well, let's hope her airbag is made out of chocolate marshmallows and fluffy dreams. Bitch. I hate motherfucking drivers. I hate Chico. No, I don't hate Chico. I hate the people in it.
And that wasn't even a fact that I got off of my paper here, so...
Here's a little factoid I picked up on the interwebs yesterday. Did you know that 30% of all statistics are false?
50% is. I believe 50%.
I think they just make this shit up. Like, what the fuck is a Gallup poll? You ever hear that? We took a Gallup poll. I think I need to look that up, because when I think Gallup poll...
The horses race.
Yes! I think, and my wife knows everything. Coming around the final stretch.
Followed by my wife knows nothing.
Nothing, bitch.
Yeah, how many people were trying to win on that one? How many people were disappointed that one won? The wife that knows everything won over the wife that knows nothing.
Wow. And now coming around the corner, my wife's a flaming cunt. Ooh, I said the C word. I'm a dead man. Dude, I really have nothing funny to talk about. I don't know. I've just been trying to get a job and fucking trying to get a job. Still waiting for the brewery to call me back.
You know what I do to get a job? I usually walk around to businesses and just, you know, walk in.
Dude, it was like 110 degrees yesterday, the day before yesterday. I ain't walking nowhere. I've got the internet. I'd be like, please give me a job. I'll come out of my house when the temperature drops.
I was sitting in Denny's the other day and some guy walked in to get it. He just walked in, poked his head up over the counter and goes, hey, can I get an application? Are you guys hiring? And she goes, well, yeah, we'll give you an application.
I can't work at Denny's, though.
Dripping sweat.
I can't work at Denny's.
Sweat. And I'm like, wow, I'm trying to eat. This is getting good.
I ain't missing that many teeth.
checked out that one lead in the trucking thing.
What trucking thing?
For the brake parts.
No, I thought you were checking that out.
I'm never up in daytime.
Oh.
Yeah, someone else got that job.
No, I've been trying to get on at the brewery. I want to be a goddamn brewmaster.
I want you to get on there, and I want you to get into a position where you can hire people like me.
I know. That's what everybody's like, you're trying to get a job at the brewery? Really? Don't they give you free beer every payday? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm going to have a shit ton of new friends now. Mike doesn't drink and he has a job at the brewery. Let's go hang out with Mike. He's been working there for 3 months. How many paychecks is that? 6, 9? I don't know. Let's go. He's got beer. I can't count past 7, but I know what beer is. I swear to God, dude, fucking like my in-laws and shit would so start hanging around. If I was just like, yeah, I got a job in Sierra Nevada. They're like, really? Do they give you beer? Yeah, they give me about a case every 2 weeks with my paycheck. Well, you don't drink. No, not really. And you can see him mentally putting two and two together. Mm. Like, Mike doesn't drink. He's been working there for a month. They give him free beer every 2 weeks. That's 9, 7, 12, 80. Gajillion. 740. Can I have some beer? Have all kinds of new friends just show up out of the woodwork if I got a job at the...
I have to clear something up. I don't want to seem like a liar or stuff. Remember the little thing where we had Buns and Weenies come on, and he was like, hey, yeah, I heard you you riding the rodeo? I'm like, yeah.
You don't ride in the rodeo?
No, I have in a rodeo, but not like you think. There wasn't 10,000 people in the stands.
Oh.
Like there were, of televising and shit.
There's like just that. Like 3 or 4 drunk cowboys and a fucking bull that was confused as all shit.
At least 9 or 10 of us.
Nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear
there was only 3 or 4 of us. It wasn't an official rodeo. There weren't any actual cowboys there. It was just us. And actually, there wasn't an actual bull there. It was some chick we found at the bar.
There wasn't.
And it wasn't really a rodeo. Actually, we raped her. That was... a little closer to home.
Oh, Jesus.
But, you know, it felt like a rodeo, so you know, fuck it.
You know, we got the 8 seconds in. That's all that counts.
Dude, my wife bought me the Flash underwear. You think she's trying to tell me something?
Flash Gordon?
No, the Flash, the guy that runs really fast. Finishes Flash. Really quickly. You know what I'm saying? And gets to the end before everyone else.
I couldn't understand when my girlfriend started my... Yeah, she started putting up turtle stuff in the bathroom. Like, what is she trying to say? What does this stuff really mean? Turtles.
Takes you forever to take a crap?
I'm gonna go poop now.
You even poop in slow-mo.
See, you got those flashes. Flash underwear on right now?
No, I'm not wearing my Flash. I'm wearing my bedazzled thong. No, I'm kidding. No, my wife bought me Flash underwear, and I wonder if she's trying to say something. I wonder if it's a
hint.
Yeah. Like, go slower. Jesus Christ. Let's the rest of us enjoy the moment. Dan, you're done? Okay, sweet. Seriously. Did you? Well, at least you were on the bed with me this time before you fucking fired off there. Quick draw.
I was like wanting to tell this lady the other day, hey, you know what? I'm really in love with you. I want to show you the best 2 minutes of your entire life.
I'll show you the best 2 seconds. There it was. Did you enjoy it? That's why I love. I had an ex-girlfriend one time fucking get all pissed off at me. And we're like, when I was with you, I never came. Wow, sucks for you because I did a lot. Like, constantly. Wow, guess you weren't trying hard enough. Have a nice day.
Yeah, my ex-wife tried that. She stood up the top of my gate yelling at us, and with his kids around.
You've got a little dick. No, I don't. You have a huge vagina.
I know. What I yelled back was, only compared to your stepdad, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still was more embarrassed, though.
That's... Wow. Seriously? Holy crap, Sickles.
Oh, yeah. She started going to a story, and she realized I wasn't going to keep it. I wasn't going to keep it in, so she didn't finish it.
I love doing that to people. They try to insult you, and you turn it around on them. They're like, "What? But fuck. Shit, I was supposed to make you cry." Dude, on a side note, I don't think I'm allowed in Rayleigh's anymore.
Rayleigh's? What'd you do in there? That's a great store.
Fuck. No, it isn't. Okay. Yeah, no, the last time I ran into Rayleigh's was like,
a lot of, I don't know about
it
here.
It was like 2 years ago, okay? And I wanted to find matches. That's all I wanted. Was matches, and I looked everywhere, where one would assume the matches would be.
In
By the barbecue stuff.
Yeah.
By the household supplies, like kitchen supplies, where they like they've got string and shoelaces and matchbooks and notebooks, just random doodads and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. By the cigarettes and the lighters and whatnot. Mm. Nope. So I finally go, hey, you dude behind the counter, I need a package of books of matches. He goes, oh, that's over by mustard.
Seriously?
Yes. I am dead on my mother's eyes. I'm dead fucking serious.
The matches were by the mustard.
Yes.
What is this fucking alphabetical?
That's the only thing I could. And the thing, but the thing is, it's not even alphabetical, because matches is M A and mustard is M U.
They should be the farthest apart of all.
In the M's, yes. And they were right next to each other.
M&Ms,
it went like mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, matches on the shelf, and I'm just like,
sounds like picnic stuff.
Yeah, but that's it was condiments. The aisle said condiments, like Trojans with Retsin. It's a condom. It's a mint. It's a condiment. Dude, so fucking... So the new reason I'm probably banned from fucking Raley's for life is I went in there the other day. I needed to go over to my father-in-law's place to pack up a bunch of stuff because he's in the hospital right now. And he needs to move out of his apartment. And he can't because he's going through recovery now because he got hurt. So I needed to go over there and help somebody pack his stuff up, and they were having a hard time. And so I'm like, mostly what he's got is clothes and blankets. So I'm just going to go get some heavy duty garbage bags. Okay. Cause they all need to be washed anyway and whatnot. So just shove them in garbage bags and then bring them home. So, I'm like, Raley's is right down the street from my house. I'll just go to fucking Raley's. How hard can it be? I'm going to go get some fucking garbage bags, the heavy duty, like outdoors yard bags. You know, the ones you can shove shit in and they'll stretch.
Yeah.
And so I go into fucking Raley's and I walked up and down like 15 fucking aisles. I even checked the aisle that said bags on it. And they were Ziploc. That's it. I walk up and down and up and down, up and down. And finally, like, motherfucker, dude with Raley's apron. You work here, right? You're not just some dude wearing an Raley's apron for fun. Okay, yes, you work here. Garbage bags. Where they at, yo? And he literally goes, garbage bags. And I lost it. I fucking, you dumb motherfucking asshole, cunt sucking, dick wiping, piece of shit, butt fucking asshole. You don't even know what the fuck's in your own store? Oh my god. You'll be lucky if I don't kick over every fucking display on the way out here. You enormous idiot fucking Hulk sized cock sucking douche hole.
Wow.
And like made this huge, like that wasn't my exact stream of profanities, but you get the gist. Just like this, you know, like fucking live stream of whatever the fuck just angry thought popped into my head, just like came through my mouth. Just holy like this God. Real stream of consciousness. Like my eyes glazed over and I just started like, like Satan and shit. You know, I almost started spewing pea soup and turning my head around while I was fucking spewing. You're a fucking moron. And I storm out. So I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to Raley's anymore. No, I went across the street to Save Mart. And I went, okay, kitchen supplies. No, it's not kitchen supplies. Okay, see. Here's an aisle with paper towels, napkins, garbage bags. There we go.
Right.
2 minutes. Yeah. I didn't let you. 2 minutes. And that's including paper or plastic, check or debit or cash, put my PIN code in, out the door, back in my car. Literally 2 minutes. Fuck Raley's.
Before you talked to that dude in Raley's, what was he doing there?
I mean, he was stocking a shelf.
What was he stocking there? Condoms? He was deep in thought on something. That's why he couldn't, you know, convert over from what
deep
he was.
In thought. No.
Bags.
Yeah, he was just stocking a shelf. It looked like shit that had just like randomly been picked up and moved. He just had like a cart full of like random crap that he was just walking around. That's why I asked him. I'm like, this guy randomly walks around and puts shit back on the shelves where it's supposed to go. I should ask this guy. He would know.
Where do they keep the dirt shirts? You hear about the dirt shirt?
Dirt shirt? No, what's a dirt shirt?
Some guy's selling shirts, t-shirts.
Made out of dirt. Like literally made out of dirt?
But no, this is not just any dirt. This is dirt from Chico. Chico dirt.
Is this on QVC?
No, this is $25 here in Chico if you want one.
How is it made out of dirt?
Well, it's not made out of dirt. It says dirt shirt on it. In brown, and the shirt's You can see he's clearly taking white shirts and putting them in a washing machine with dirt, mud. Then washing it, and then you get this brown shirt. It's a dirt shirt. $25. The more you wash it, the cleaner it gets, too.
That's fucking stupid.
That's $25.
That's right up there with the pet rock. That's fucking retarded. Oh, my God.
And Jesus. How many people are buying these things?
I'm just jealous, actually. God damn it. I still want to write my How to Make $1 Million by Mike Casey.
Do not.
Page one.
No pet
get
rocks.
Some paper and a pen. Page two.
No pet rock. Already done.
Decide to write a book about how to make $1 million. Sell book to 1 million idiots for $1. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the book. How to make $1 million. Write a book on how to make $1 million. Sell it to 1 million idiots for $1.
Sell the dick
end
in
of
the
book.
Box. Sell the dick in the box.
It's a dick in the box.
Dick in the box.
Dude, I swear. I swear to God, man. I think if we keep plugging away, we'll land on by process of elimination. Even if it takes us till we're 97, we'll finally hit something funny that catches on, and they'll be like, "You are the next big thing." Are you okay? I think he just had a heart attack. Fuck, we killed him. Oh well, moving on. Okay, I found a video of a kitten playing with a piece of tissue. Oh my God, it's the next new thing. That's the thing, man. The fucking internet is such a fickle mistress. Like, people are always like, I want to be the next internet thing. Dude, internet things last for 20 minutes. The way the internet, the way everything, like Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Tumblr, YouTube, Dig, all this shit, man. The way it's all interconnected, you're the shit for like 20 minutes. Or until the next episode of Tosh.0 comes on. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh my God, have you seen that video with, oh my God, it's got 1 million hits, and oh my God, and we're done. And everybody's like, I just want to get a viral video that gets 1 million hits and I'll be rich. No, you won't. And nobody cares anymore.
Yeah. That's the first thing in the books that say, if you have to sit around and wait for someone to discover you, you probably won't get discovered.
No, I just want to go down to L.A. and jump out in front of random people's cars. Boom, boom. Ow. They go, oh my God, are you okay? Shit, you're not Keanu Reeves. Fuck. Just get up and stumble away. Go back to the side of the road. Wait for somebody in a nice car to drive by again. Fling yourself out in front of it. Boom, boom, boom. Oh my God, are you all right? Fuck, you're not Keanu Reeves. No, I'm Richard Grieco. Ah, Jesus, really? Oh, fuck you. Get away from me. I don't want you tainting me.
All right.
That's what it's going to take, man. Or it's going to take our awesome fans to
tell all their awesome fans.
Yeah, to tell all of their friends and. And they tell two friends.
Where's Ben? What's Ben doing?
And they
doing?
Tell two friends. I don't know. I haven't even. Maybe we should.
Let's try that again. Say that.
What?
Say it. Tell two friends. You tell two friends.
You know, it doesn't work when you set it up, though.
You got it.
It just seems. Just seems.
Okay, never mind.
Thought out.
Okay.
It's got to be that spontaneous. That's that synchronicity of rhyme and reason and thought, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. That's all right. I do.
I snorted a half an ounce of Drano 3 days ago, and I haven't been right ever since.
Best part of waking up is a cheap cup of
yeah. Coffee. Best part of waking up is little cock in the butt. It seems to be a constant theme with me. I'm just like dick and ass. It's funny, dick and mouth.
What if we mix Facebook with MySpace and call it My Face?
Then I can Twitter on your face? Yeah.
Okay.
Come and sit on MySpace while I Twitter your Google?
I'm not a good idea, man.
Okay, give me $1 million idea. Go. Why did all of a sudden I sound like a Kennedy?
How about a bumper sticker that says, you have to be awful secure to be caught riding in my car. No? Okay, crickets.
I don't get it.
No,
we're just not funny today.
Man,
we suck. We should be shot.
It sounded funny when I thought about it.
It sounded good in my head. So did that pickup line I used one time. You got eyes like my mom. I want to fuck them. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. I'm hopefully, though, anybody out there who listens... email us suggestions.
Yeah.
I don't want this show to get stagnant.
Yeah.
Anybody out there who has anything interesting to talk about, you know, if you got on Skype,
we'd like naked girl pictures too.
Oh, naked pictures? No, I wouldn't. Well, I would, but I'm not going to admit to that.
Somebody played a joke on me. I swear to God. For the past year or so, you know, I get in my car and the gas gauge is down on empty.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting in to go home and I look down and my shit, I'm out of gas again. Got to go to the station. It's been like that. The other day, today, I get in my car and it's full. I don't remember filling it up. It's like somebody played a joke on me. Like, what the hell? Maybe it's broken.
Hey, I'll find out when I run out of gas.
I think someone played a joke and filled it up, though. I was waiting for it to sputter going down the
That's
road,
a hell of a joke. I want somebody to play jokes like that. Like, we'll show him. We're going to spend $20 in gas to freak him out.
$20. That's like you're doing go through the drive-thru and they have two windows, right? You order in one, you go up to the other one, you pay for it, and then you pull up to the next one while they're making the food, you're looking at them, and I always look at my girlfriend and go, we should play a joke and just leave.
Yeah, but you already paid for it.
Yeah, I know. She says that every time, too. Yeah. It's just a joke. I mean, it's a joke in itself.
I don't know. I just had something funny cross the mind, go through my mind.
I got fired at Jack in the Box when I was 16, and I went through the drive-thru. In the box, I ordered a bunch of food, and I just drove through real slowly and looked at them and just kept on driving.
Nice, so they made a bunch of food. Yeah. Ah, the good old days. Fun. I liked working at McDonald's. I worked night shift at McDonald's, well, closing shift, which meant I worked like 3 hours with the public. And I said McDonald's, right?
Public, yeah.
But I worked 3 hours with the public, and then I worked like 4 or 5 hours after the store closed cleaning it up. Jesus, you wouldn't believe the fucking things that we used to do at McDonald's. I don't know. Did you ever work closing shift fast food?
Yeah, we never did anything stupid. I mean, what the hell?
Dude, okay. Now, the
worst thing happened is a black guy got funky from there. He just looked at him and was like, get funky. And he shut up.
He looked at you and said, get funky?
No, he was like giving me a bunch of shit about being white or something. And I go home. The next day, I talk to my friends. And my friend says, well, tell him this. So the next day, I went back to work. And he goes, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I said, get funky. He never said another thing to me ever again.
I think that guy's retarded. I need to stop making fun of him. Fucking,
shit.
No, when we used to work there, dude, our favorite thing to do was when we close. Now, McDonald's has two types of hamburger meat. Okay, they have 10-to-1 patties.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 10-to-1 patties, and then they have 4-to-1 patties.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the concept of those, 10-to-1 is it takes 10 of these to make 1 pound of meat. And 4-to-1, it takes 4 of these. Right. So when you get a double quarter pounder, so this is a quarter pound of meat. So when you get a double quarter pounder, it's 2 of these.
Yeah.
Okay? So the 10-to-1s, those are like your regular cheeseburger, hamburger, your kids' meal burgers, those.
Double cheeseburger, man.
Inevitably, throughout the day, somebody would drop at least 1 or 2, if not 10, of the little 10-to-1 patties. Because they come frozen in a stack, and you got to kind of like break them apart.
Yeah.
And it's a pain
you
in the
pound
ass.
Them on the side,
yeah, and sometimes they go shooting off, and they end up behind the fucking grill. Okay? Well, every night, we pull that. The grill's on wheels. Every night, we pull that grill out, and we got to clean out behind it real well. Well, you know, yeah, we do that every night, but, you know, they start serving lunch at like 11 or what the fuck ever. Somebody drops one at 11, it's there until fucking,
well, like 10, 11 o'clock closing.
Oh, sorry about that yawn. Jesus, it's been a long day. 10, 11 o'clock closing time, you know what I'm saying? And what happens is it defrosts, and the top part that's exposed to the air develops this scab-like skin on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember.
And then underneath, where it's coming in contact with the ground and it's kind of like a little sealed flat area,
yeah.
It's still mushy and kind of slimy. So what we would do is our favorite thing to do is we'd push all the prep table and shit out of the way and we'd pull the grill out and see how many patties we had behind there. And we'd flip them over with the broom. We had a broom and a couple of those floor squeegees. So we'd flip it over with the broom so it was the scabby solid side down. And on that tile, that shit would fucking just like move real good. So we do about 2 hours of playing what we called under the grill jerky hockey, to where we'd set up a couple of goals with the piso mojado, fucking however you say it, fucking wet floor signs. We'd set up a couple of goals on either side, and then we get a couple of floor squeegees and some under the grill jerky, as we called it, and then we would play under the grill jerky hockey for like an hour, hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have you ever buttoned your shirt up wrong? When you start buttoning it up here on top and you get down to the bottom and it's like one wrong?
Yeah, I do that constantly.
I did that on my first day at McDonald's.
Nice. I thought you were saying I did that with my pants the other day. I've got button flies and it just didn't feel right.
I was 15 and I had a job there and I did that. I put it on and the manager looks at me and goes, "Look, you look like management material." I'm like, all right.
Can't even put a button in a hole.
Oh, crap.
You're a go-getter, son. You like to stand out from the crowd. That's what we like to see. Yeah, I totally did that on purpose. That's my thing, yo. That's what I do. My new style. It's like fast food gangsta and shit. Yeah.
You know, there's $421 million in medical fraud every year. Last year alone.
Really?
$421 million and here in the United States.
I still think they should shoot people.
They should shoot people.
When they found guilty of shit like that.
My ex-wife used to take her little Medi-Cal card from her niece and use it.
Are you kidding me?
And just walk in, say,
see, that's what sucks, because I've never done shit like that. Mommy, I'm on unemployment now. Do you know this is the first time I've ever been on any kind of government assistance? Any
unemployment's not government.
And that's the thing, it's not assistance. I've fucking paid into this since I started working. But this is the first time I've ever been on any kind of assistance ever. Ever. I've never gotten food stamps. I've never gotten any of that shit.
Well, you're only 22 years old, right?
I wish. No, there's been times when I've been fucking living in a car. You know what I'm saying? And I've gone in there to fucking try and get assistance, and I go in there, and I'm one of those sons of bitches that actually has a heart and a conscience. And I look in there, and there's actually, like, you know, there's a lot of people that look, you know, just like fucking losers. But there's, I always seem to find those couple of families that look like the dad's just fucking embarrassed to be there.
Oh, yeah. Is that you?
Pardon me. You know, just embarrassed to be there and fucking, you know, and I just, every time I try to get any kind of assistance, yeah, you're missing one.
Yeah.
Anytime I try to get any kind of fucking assistance, I always felt like I was taken from a family that needed it. Because I was like 20.
Yeah, before, I remember you mentioned that before.
Yeah, because I was like 20 years old. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I just think, God, what if there's some family that had a horrible accident or, you know, the husband just lost his job and me getting this causes them not to be able to get theirs. I'd feel guilty and I'd fucking walk away.
Yeah, you're the only one that feels that way.
I guess.
Everybody else is like, give me my shit, man.
It's so fucked up.
Some free money. I want some free money so I can go watch my 50-inch TV.
Yeah, 52-inch plasma fucking high-def TV.
I was watching this comedian on TV the other day. He's a black guy. He walks in. You could never hear this 10 years ago. He walks in. He goes, and he's standing there looking at the audience. He goes, well, so I was in the park the other day chasing this white guy. And I thought it was funny as hell. I laughed my head off. He's going, no, really, I was right, like, they don't run very fast. But they run far.
I fucking love,
dude. I was running right alongside of him, and I was looking down at his tennis shoes going, hey, what kind of tennis shoes are those?
Dude, I love
on and on.
Fucking stand-up comedians. For a while there, everybody said I should be a stand-up comedian. I just don't know if I could do it, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you tried?
Yes.
Where?
God, I'm just all kinds of yawny today. I'm fucking, like, doing a great injustice to our audience. My eyes are all watery, and I'm all yawny. Really, not really yawny like that fucking guitar-playing bastards or singer or whatever.
I thought you were going to fire me today.
Huh?
I came in here and thought you were going to fire me today.
Why?
Or at least write me up.
Why? Because you were late?
Late, yeah.
Oh.
Now I'm late to work.
Fucking.
Oh, shit.
Do you need to go? Do we need to call?
15 minutes.
Another 15 minutes. So we've got 15 minutes to wrap it up. In 15 minutes or less, sir, describe your feelings on vaginal insertion. Go.
I got bills. They're multiplying. And I'm losing control. I forgot the rest of it. But
what does that have to do with vaginal insertion? That was the topic I gave you.
Vaginal insertion?
Insertion. Insertion. Putting things in the vagina. In the vagina. Fisting, sir, fisting.
Depends on who I'm going after.
It's all the rage with all the kids.
Or before.
With those kids and that darn fisting.
Kids?
I don't know what the
fuck. You know what today's thing is?
Fisting with kids. It's like wearing babies like a boxing glove.
Nah, it should be orgies. You know, I mean, I want to see more orgies.
Dude, you know how many fucking stories I hear? I'm not going to name names on who I hear them from. But they know. They know who they are. You know how many fucking stories I've heard of deviant sexual behavior that I just sit around going, Jesus, I never got to do any of that!
Well, like spank your monkey on the back of the bus?
Oh, no, I always did shit like that. No, just like stories were like, yeah, so there was like three of us and one dude.
And they're all girls and one
dude? Yeah, and then it's like, so, you know, we just got bored and we're like, hey, you want to hit the slip and slide naked and then just fuck around? And
you got to be seriously deformed and have like a 15-inch dick or something, and you'll have a threesome with four or five girls.
I keep telling people that I think I got a foot long, if not more, dick. The only problem is it's like shielded by like 2 feet of fat.
Yeah, that's what my doctor told me. I got to lose a little weight and I'll gain a little.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, I think, you know what? That would be the greatest selling point for a fucking exercise video. Like P90X, we'll make your dick bigger.
How's that working out? You guys doing
it? It hurts. It hurts a lot. It hurts horribly bad. Actually, it's getting easier. It's not too bad anymore. The first day was awful, evil.
Still
it sucked.
Still doing once a day, every day?
Yes, except for Thursdays. Thursday is rest or stretch day.
Thursday?
Yes. Well, it's the seventh day. And on the seventh day, we rested.
You should do sex day or something. Who's that?
I'm married. It's never. I mean, no, it's all the time. Oh, wait, no. How far are we into the podcast? Yeah, we're cool. She doesn't listen to this part.
2 minutes.
We're 16 minutes into it. She's cool. We're cool. She doesn't listen to this. Just talk all kinds of shit. But my parents listen. So I got to watch what I say sometimes. Not really. I don't care. I mean, fuck it. You know, they're pretty much stuck with me at this point. They had me. My mom had me 31 years ago. She hasn't tried to smother me with a blanket yet that I know of. So I wonder if my first word was dick.
Did you have like a tooth fairy? You know, like,
when I was a kid?
Yeah,
didn't everybody? Dude, I tried to pull my teeth out with a fucking wrench. Because I needed money, yo.
You put it like under your pillow?
Yeah. Why, did you?
You think it was your mom?
Well, you're Native American. Did you have like a tooth coyote or some shit?
My son's tooth fell out last week.
Like all of his teeth?
No, just one of them.
Oh, just one of them. You're like, my son's teeth fell out last week. Yeah. I told the kid once.
I tried to sneak in there. I took $5 out of my girlfriend's.
$5?
Well, you know, these days.
With interest and shit, you know. Compound on the going red of calcium on the open market. $5?
Yeah.
Jesus. I got a fucking quarter and I liked it.
He's asleep on the bunk bed, and I had to reach under his pillow without waking him up to get this tooth that's in a baggie. And at the same time, I had to put the $5 in there. So I thought, well, he's not awake, so I slipped the $5 in, and I did. And I reached in there and grabbed the bag, which was a little on the other side of the $5, and I pulled it out. And as soon as I got the bag out, he woke up and looked at me, and I was like, standing there in my underwear with my hand behind me now. And he's going, what do you got?
Like, wow, seriously? You're going to end up on Megan's list.
Nothing.
Megan's Law, whatever the fuck it is.
So I stuffed it down the back of my underwear. And I go, look, nothing. See, because I know what you did. Because you better not have stuck my tooth down your pants. He goes, Mom! I go, no, I didn't. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I was checking to see if you got any money. You better check, too. Later on, he gets up and he says he doesn't have any money.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Because the $5 stuck to the bag when I pulled it out.
Oh, so you had to give him a stripper dollar?
It stuck in my butt. The $5 bill.
He's going to buy soda at the store, and they're like, damn, this thing smells like ass. That fucking tooth fairy took my tooth and didn't leave me shit. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah,
dude, next time you do that, he's on a bunk bed on the top bunk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next time, you got any good Halloween masks?
Yeah.
Like some horrible fucking evil? Like
yeah, I'm getting ready to put one on Facebook.
Like if you're changing it out and he rolled over, you can just go, go back to sleep! I'm the tooth fairy! That's why I don't have children, dude. Seriously, that's why I don't have children. One, wait, no
are
patience.
Are you recording or not?
Oh, no, I stopped recording like 2 days ago.
All
right. Why, do you need me to click stop?
No, we're going to do a podcast.
We're doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
This Facebook, you know what? This is really weird. I'm on Facebook and I type in a friend from sixth grade. I'm going, I remember this guy's name.
And he's
pops up and I'm going, wow, that's him. That's a trip. So I typed to him. I was like, dude, this is fucking weird, you know, fucking, I'm freaking out. Send it to him. He sends me something back going, hey, yeah, how's it going? Stuff. And I'm like, wow, weird trip. From sixth grade, what do you say? Let's send him a podcast.
You remember that time that I gave you an atomic wedgie and then I punched you in the nutsack?
I wanted to.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I really wanted to ask him about the, does he still wear a life jacket?
All the time?
Yeah, he used to wear that life jacket with no arms, you know, the blue.
Or is it just a vest, or is it actually?
It was a vest, but it was.
Looked like a Back to the Future fucking, did you just jump ship or something? Like, are you from the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Can I get a tab? You can't get a tab if you don't buy something. Like three people get that reference. So, at an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, and talking about absolutely fuckballs nothing. Yeah. Except for Donald brought a huge list of stuff. I just brought, like, driver's bad.
Know how to read.
Drivers suck. That's what I brought to the table today.
Huge list.
Donald did research and shit. I'm just like, I don't like people who drive bad.
That's all I said, too.
And then I'm going to, you know, throw in a couple of dick jokes. And I took my balls out, and I teabagged the microphone. I'm going to have to wash it now. It smells kind of funky. Okay, well, we're going to call that good. And hopefully you guys kind of enjoyed whatever the fuck we just did. We don't know. I'm tired. It's been a long week, and yeah, it's going to be an even longer weekend.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys later.
See you later. They
can all sleep soundly, and everything is all right.